Thank you, Mr. Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner. We meet here today at a critical time in our history. We have witnessed new, more complex and interlinked violent conflicts spread around the world. Hostilities, violence, persecution and human rights violations have forced an unprecedented number of people to leave their homes. We keep repeating the figure, more than 60 million men, women and children whose plight is real. UNHCR is at the forefront of the efforts to help and protect these individuals. We want to thank you, High Commissioner, for your continuous strong leadership and vision for the organization during this critical time. Sweden is grateful for the tireless efforts of UNHCR, its dedicated staff and partner organizations in providing protection and assistance to some of the most vulnerable people in the world. Syria has come to represent the dramatic global development, but we must not forget protracted and so-called underfunded crises elsewhere, not notably in Africa. In this context, we also welcome this year's focus on the protracted Afghan refugee situation. We are also faced with a new type of crisis on our very doorstep. Although the Lampedusa tragedy in 2013 was a warning of this new trend, the current influx of refugees and migrants through the southern borders of Europe caught many by surprise. The current situation is putting a large pressure on many EU countries and has put the common European asylum system to a test. However, if managed in a comprehensive and coordinated manner, where all EU member states do their part and share responsibility, Sweden believes that Europe can cope with this challenge, like we did when Europe was in rubbles after World War II. We appreciate UNHCR's strong support to assist the EU and its member states, as well as affected countries along the Balkan routes and beyond, in addressing the needs of those arriving and safeguarding the right to asylum. Mr. Chair, moving beyond the European context, global humanitarian needs are overwhelming and the gap with available resources is wider than ever. To quote the High Commissioner, the humanitarian system is not broken, but close to being financially broke. Therefore, the new Sustainable Development Agenda and the upcoming World Humanitarian Summit offer opportunities to take a fresh look at the way we do business and strengthen our commitment to humanitarian action. Broadened partnership with new states, local actors, the development community and private sector should be the focus of these efforts, along with finding more innovative solutions and putting affected people at the heart of the humanitarian action. We encourage UNHCR to continue contributing to these important discussions and through leadership in this change. We all know that there are no humanitarian solutions to the majority of today's crisis. More efforts are needed to address the root causes of humanitarian crisis, conflict, underdevelopment and climate change. States individually and collectively primarily bear the responsibility for this. However, humanitarian actors can play a catalytic role in this regard. We therefore welcome this year's focus on root causes of displacement at the High Commissioner's Dialogue on Protection in December. Women and girls are particularly vulnerable in humanitarian crisis, where sexual and gender-based violence continue to be widespread. We welcome UNHCR's efforts to prevent and respond to these human rights violations. Addressing gender-based violence implies awareness of the need not only to deal with the manifestations of violence, but also their root causes, including gender-based discrimination when it comes to participation in decision-making, access to inheritance and property, forced marriages, etc. Mr. Chair, Sweden continues to be a strong partner to the UNHCR. Last year, my country was the sixth largest donor. Our core contribution was fully unearmarked, giving UNHCR maximum flexibility to use the funds where they are most needed. We are worried about the negative trend towards more earmarked contributions and would encourage other member states to reverse this trend in order to allow UNHCR to operate with greater flexibility and speed in the future. Let me conclude by sharing with you that my government has just presented a budget bill to the Parliament, which includes a pledge to increase our humanitarian funding next year even further, including to the UNHCR. UNHCR can count on Sweden remaining a reliable partner in support of humanity, ensuring protection of and assistance to the displaced and solidarity with the host countries around the world in the future as in the past. Thank you.